So you're very welcome to Lifeline anyway. Let's get cracking, shall we? So on the phone, I should have Mr. Frank Dillon. He's the head of communications and fundraising at Alone. So hey, Frank, how are you today?
Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for joining us today. So, Alone, you're the head of communications and fundraising. So for anybody that, like, I don't know who these people are, but anybody that hasn't heard of Alone, can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do as a charity?
Of course I can. Thanks a lot, Paula. So Alone is a national organisation now that enables older people to age at home. That's our primary mission.
Mm.
So our work is for all older people, and it aims to improve the physical, emotional, mental well-being. We have a national network of staff and volunteers who provide integrated support systems all around the country, different varying levels of support depending on what's needed. So people will be familiar with how we started back in 1977, but through a lot of hard work, we've grown the organisation now that we have national coverage and we're able to provide a range of different supports.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a, you've been going for a long time. Well, not yourself, Frank, obviously, but that Alone has been, you know, you've been going over 40 years now.
Over 40 years. The winter of 1976-77 was when our founder, Willie Birmingham, started the organisation. And it's been carried on the shoulders since then by various different people. And now it's a size that it's never been. But unfortunately, that's because of the need that's there for it, you know. So it's been a busy time, but busy because of the need for our services that's out there.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, over Christmas especially, must be really hard for, you know, for the elderly, for older people. Christmas must have been, you know, a lot of them, you know, maybe don't have families and all that kind of stuff. And it's amazing that there's guys like you that can have this little contact point for people,
yeah,
so they're not suffering alone.
Yeah, sorry, Paul. We sent out over just under 1,000 dinners this Christmas, and just over 500 various hampers, you know, to people, and just to sort of share the warmth with our message this winter, which kind of carries through for a lot of things we do.
Yeah, so I mean, so how do people kind of get in contact with you? Is it would it be totally over the phone, or how does it work with you sort of getting into contact with people?
Yeah, so look, if anybody wants to get in touch with us, or if they want to refer somebody that they think might avail of our support, or indeed if they want to volunteer, there's a national, what we call our national support and referral line, which is 0818 222 024, and that's manned 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and it's there for all range of supports, and anybody has any, you know, issues at all, they want to find out where would they go, where's the best place for this, or even something, you know, bigger. We have support coordinators that work behind that phone line that will come out and run assessments if that's what it needs. And then we also have a website for those who have access to the internet, which is alone.ie. And there's an awful lot of information, I'd like to think, simply laid out and understandable for people just to have a look at. And especially if you're interested in volunteering, it can be a good point to start, just to have a look at what's involved, because there's different ways you can volunteer with Alone, and we're always on the lookout. We have a lot of older people who are looking for either visitation support or telephone support and befriending.
Yeah, I mean, it's about human contact, isn't it? And a lot of these people have kind of lost that. It's something that we all need at the end of the day. We all need to, you know, have that human interaction with other people.
It's huge. It's huge what a little thing can do to somebody. Like, there was one report that said 6 in 10 older people reported being lonely after the COVID lockdown. And certainly, you know, it's great up to Christmas, but we always find in January then, when everything dies down and people, you know, naturally get back to their routines and get back to normal, it can be a lonely time as well.
Mm.
And it's funny because it's a condition. Loneliness is something that you just wake up someday and you realise you're lonely. It's not something that you notice, you know, and it can affect the very young as well as the very old. And that's why volunteering can be a nice solution, where we've had some great cases of volunteering where it's cross-generational.
Mm.
And you know, the conversations and the support that comes from that is really powerful, you know. Everybody, another piece of research we did proves that everybody gets something from volunteering. The older person gets health benefits and reduced loneliness, but the, you know, the volunteer gets a great lift as well. So it really is a nice way and a cost-free way of improving yourself. It's a nice New Year's resolution if we're not too late for New Year's resolution.
I think we've all broken them by now, you know.
No, that's the second New Year's resolution, maybe.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, do you cater for a particular age, or is it literally it can be anybody and everybody, or do you focus more on the elderly?
Yeah, we focus on older people. It's over, you know, over 60.
Yeah, so yeah.
But we're not looking for birth certs or ID, you know. That's kind of the way they're the supports that we have organised. That's what they're set up for. But yeah, it's not a strict limit by any means.
Yeah, I mean, can you give us a little bit more information? What on the services that you offer?
Yeah,
if there's anybody, we've got a lot of older, let's just say, listeners, and if they're feeling a little bit lonely, I mean, what kind of services can you offer to them?
Yeah, so what we have is take it from an initial phone call, depending on what, you know, somebody's calling about. If it's a case of, you know, they're just feeling lonely and they're looking for, we'll run an assessment. We have a support coordinator,
cool,
who'll come out, or they'll do it on the phone, and they'll just ask a few questions around lifestyle, situation, housing, you know, all those questions, just to get a broader sense of it, of what's going on in someone's life. And if not, look, it's not mandatory, you know, you can give as little and as much information
yeah, yeah.
as you want. And based on that, we would build a support program that's personal to somebody. So it might be they simply want, you know, to have a visit or have a phone call, an extra phone call every week,
yeah.
or a visit every week, just to brighten up the day and just to have something to look forward and somebody to chat to, you know.
Mm.
And what we call them is it's support and befriending. So the volunteers that come out and we train and we vet volunteers and we support them hugely, you know, through their journey in volunteering. And they can keep an eye out for anything where somebody might need a little extra support. And if they can't provide it, they contact us and then we'll organise something. And that can be something from a broken appliance, a broken window,
wow.
draft exclusion, you know, heating problems. Obviously with the rise in energy costs,
yes.
we're getting a lot of calls around that, and well, we have direct access into some of the energy companies that we can advocate on people's behalf around their energy bills or their circumstances in that sense as well.
Mm. And I suppose you're sort of matching people up with, you know, people as well. I mean, that must be, you know, you've got to
yeah.
try and match them up with the right person for them to
that's
to,
exactly
to be paired
it. And
with.
We try and match people around their interests. So, you know, some people might be interested in music, and they might be interested to have a volunteer that also shares their love of music,
yeah,
and
yeah.
that they can explore. We've got some great stories. And another thing we do is assistive technology, where we'll install technology for people, and it's amazing when
wow.
you see the effects of something as simple as an Alexa.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can all of a sudden, we had a great story about somebody who installed an Alexa for them. And all of a sudden they were able to ask Alexa to play all the music that they used to listen to back in the day. And it just finds it, you know, and it just, you know, you more than anyone and your listeners know the power of music and what it does for memories and what it does for mood.
Yeah.
And it can be a very powerful intervention. So, and there's other technology that we can put in around doorbells with cameras,
wow.
and, you know, all sorts of different systems and alarms, and even hooking people up to the internet so they can be in touch with relatives who are further away and they can't get in touch with.
That's the thing, I suppose, you know, people's families move away as well, and it's about that sort of reconnecting people as well as connecting people.
That's it exactly, you know, the solutions are wide and varied and they depend on each individual person.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what we try and do is to personalise it, so if it is a case of you've a son or a daughter or a grandson or a daughter living far away, that we could see how we can build a connection to them, you know.
Oh, it's crazy. So the other end of the spectrum, if we've got people listening today saying, this sounds amazing, I've got loads of extra time on my hands and I'd love to get involved with Alone, how do I do it?
Thanks. Well, again, please just have a look at the website if you're interested in volunteering at alone.ie/volunteering, or simply give us a call on 0818 222-024 and ask the questions. There's no commitments, you know. We want people to be sure that they want to do this. So we'll give the information, we'll share what's involved. And there is a bit of a commitment that we look for so we can build a longer term relationship with an older person. But at the same time, we do try and match according to, you know, both the volunteer and the older person's interests. So it's not something that becomes, you know, it's meant to be an easy process. And all training and vetting and everything is provided by us.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. At the end of the day, that both parties will get something out of it. Do you know what I mean? That's the beauty of what you do. You know.
That's it, and that's why the more we can do in the cross generational space, the better, because people do get something. You know, some people might be, you know, as I say, loneliness isn't discriminatory around age, and people can be living in a city that they don't belong in.
Yeah,
but,
no, not, I know
they
what
might
you mean.
Find, yeah. They might find themselves a little bit lonely, and they might get a bit of joy out of an intervention once a week, calling into somebody, having somebody else to keep in touch with who's around the corner or in their neighbourhood.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for chatting with me today, Frank. I know you're a busy, busy man. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to to chat with me,
Paula,
this morning.
Thank you.
But alone.ie, if there's anybody out there, even if you've got a bit of free time each week, it's such an incredible, incredible charity. I'm totally in awe of the work that you do, Frank.
Paula, thank you very much, and thanks to your listeners too for listening to us.
No problem.
You're very good, and keep up the good work.